Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to the Zeit Time channel, courtesy of Johnny Davis. I'm Jack O'Brien. That's Miles Ray. Hey, how's it going? Like the Lifetime channel? Is that what that was supposed to be?
Zeit Time, yeah, exactly. Whatever it needs
Zeit
to be.
Zeit Time is the right time.
Every time I hear that, I start singing the words to a very problematic DMX freestyle from an old Funkmaster Flex mixtape. The lyrics did not age well to that. But I will say we made it through another week. Every shout out to all human beings on Earth going through this shit right now. Yeah. We done another week, or at least another work week.
Another one. Mm-hmm. Those old mixtapes, man, those were... Like, I would ask my friend who lived in New York to, like, bring them back for me sometimes. those were dope.
Those 60 minutes of funk tape?
Yeah. And the DJ Clue had some dope ones where it was just basically, people, like, rapping over various backgrounds that they didn't have the rights to.
That was the beauty of it. And then you also got, like, quote-unquote freestyles that were just sort of, like, tracks they were working out that, I mean, the real fans know, you know, when you pick up those Clue mixtapes.
Yeah. All right, let's tell the people what is trending this fine Friday afternoon. We got Doris Burke trending, unfortunately, because she revealed that she tested positive for COVID-19. There's just now outpouring of concern for her, support for her.
I mean, every time there's like these celebrity or, you know, notable people who say they've contracted it, I'm always like, what's the exact purpose, or what's the effect on the person reading that headline? It's like meant to be like, oh, not even they're safe. Does it make people feel more scared, more comfort? I don't know. Like every time I see it, it's like, yeah, every day we're going to hear something like this, but my reaction has been like less like, oh wow, Idris Elba, to now, oh okay, this is so widespread right now.
From Boris to Doris, everyone can get
it. Oh boy! Oh my god! That's going to be the Sun headline in the UK tonight.
Yeah, but Boris, I mean, that's another notable one that I don't think happened the last time we recorded was Boris Johnson, the head of state in the UK.
The karmic response to people not taking it seriously seems to be pretty strong.
Yeah, we talk on Monday's episode about a preacher who had a horrible comeuppance, and Boris, who was very Trumpian in the early days and was just trying to be like, yeah, it's all good. basically. Yeah. Now he's
don't worry
Ozzy.
About it. Yeah.
Krispy Kreme, why is that trending?
They are, you know, among a few different fast food restaurants that have been really trying to do whatever they can to help frontline workers, you know, especially like people who are anything. Essential healthcare workers are giving free donuts to every Monday. A lot of places have been like, hey, bring an ID around if you work at a hospital or something, we'll hook you up. But, you know, should really extend that to every person who is an essential employee right now, because it's not just the healthcare workers. Obviously, they're doing a huge part, but there are so many other people, from the truck drivers to the people working in stores to any job that has you out there right now.
Yeah,
absolutely essential. And again, I hope we can come out of this realizing that there needs to be an emphasis on taking care of people who do these things that we are calling essential jobs.
Yeah. Truck drivers and grocery stores especially, man, that is a thankless task right now. That, I mean, I'm trying to be extra grateful to those people when I see them in person, or, you know, online in the case of truck drivers. I haven't been standing out on the highway just like giving them
just doing
waves.
That thing where you pull your arm down, like honk the horn,
man. But yeah, I feel like I've heard that people are not being that cool to them. So everybody should go out of their way to be nice to people working in grocery stores.
Yeah, and people who are delivering things too. I've heard people sort of like leaving care packages out, like of like sealed food or something, be like, hey, help yourself. I'd like, thanks for dropping shit off. Take something, whatever you want. Gift cards, whatever you can do.
Yeah. All right. Cruise ship is trending. This is another scary one.
There are four people on a cruise ship who have died from suspected or confirmed COVID-19 cases. And there's nearly 140 passengers and crew members with flu-like symptoms that is just chilling off the coast of Panama. And it was like a cruise ship that left Argentina and they weren't allowed to like disembark at stops after they went to Chile. And it's just, again, the cruise ships just seem like this the nightmare scenario with this illness. And I also think, too, they've also been left out of a lot of the stimulus help, too, rightly so, because I think so many of these countries fly under flags of different countries as a way to dodge taxes. So I don't see why this government should be giving you a bailout.
Wait, the cruise ships have been left out?
Yeah.
Huh.
The industry,
the cruise ship companies. That's a because that was like basically the hardest hit, right? Of all the
And I think, but a lot of people are making the case of like these people will put, you know, like they fly the flags of these different countries, so it's hard to say that they're really operating as a U.S. business when they register their ships to avoid taxes in other countries.
Yeah, yeah, no, that makes sense. All right, and then finally, Apple COVID is trending. I kind of heard that they like launched an app. How does the app work?
Yeah, I mean, they just want to do some kind of screening, and what's available is like you can do things like do a questionnaire, talk about like any symptoms you had, any recent travel, people who you may have been in contact who may have had it, and then afterwards it'll kind of say like recommended steps, so like whether you should be treated, but it's also like doesn't really tell you how to get treated. Or other things. It's kind of like it's well meaning, but it seems like there's also things that I guess are just general, basically big holes in our care system, right? Where it's like if it were more organized, this app probably could be like, okay, you've been pre-scheduled to go have a screening test at this location based on your, you know,
right,
GPS,
right.
Whatever. But you know, there's just now like new information where like if you ask Siri sort of COVID-19 centric questions, it'll adapt to give you more updated information from the CDC. So it's just, you know, we're seeing all kinds of ways that companies are trying to pitch in, but it's hard to marry those, you know, sort of app options if there isn't a good, you know, a federal response or like a really coordinated federal response to this.
Yeah. I accidentally opened Waze on my phone and it explicitly said like only drive if absolutely necessary.
Right. Like, where are you going, asshole? Where are you going?
Yeah, where you think you're going? Oh, is that important? That important?
Oh, really? Okay. Huh. So important that someone could die? You fucking idiot. Okay. Why don't you stay home?
But yeah, I haven't been outside of my house for a week.
Do you have a hammock?
No. Do you?
Oh my, yes.
And you've been using hammock. The fuck out of it?
Dude, hammocks, I'm telling you, hammock and that portal app, boy, I go to the rainforest at nights. It's
what is the portal app?
I kept talking about it. It's that app that basically, like, they had, like, you know, Emmy Academy Award winning, like, you know, industry leading sound recordists go into these environments and set up those mics so you can just put on, like, a loop of, like, the hills of wherever the fuck. It's really kind of amazing.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to be setting up a hammock, probably a makeshift one, since I don't have time to wait for it, but I'm sure I can figure it out.
Yeah, just get some bed sheets and some broomsticks. You can figure something out.
Some broomsticks. Shit. Well, all right, man. Another week in the books. Shout out to you for surviving and putting up with having to talk to me for 2 hours a day. Appreciate you.
What do you mean? You guys. Normally there's more. People don't realize most of our interactions are not recorded.
Yeah, it's true.
Jack, I'm missing all those jokes. I'm missing your breakdancing that you do in the office. There's just so many things we're missing out on.
Yeah. Fortunately, I've been sending you videos of me working it out at home.
I can't stress this enough. There's nothing like the joy on Jack's face when he's popping and locking the Egyptian lover. It just makes you, I don't know, it warms your heart.
All right, guys, have a good weekend. Stay safe, stay home, and we will talk to you on Monday. Bye.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.